we would sell Purina some machines, plus royalty. We were going to get royalty from them. They wanted them that bad. So he went over and made deals with Purina, all right, but he made it for himself instead of us. Just a con man. So we got in court about that. Purina told us they was just they were gonna have the machine that they needed them, and they were gonna get them regardless of cost. So we ended up in court, and meantime the government would loan us this money on kind of we had this tie up with Purina, so we didn't get that. Then another company come along, which is called Chicken Chef. Here is a big chicken company. They wanted the restaurants and the processing plants, so we sold them the restaurant and processing plants and got out from all that. And then we got back into just raising fish. And all this time, we was having to travel all over the country getting our markets established, and we would go to people that had freezer storage, big enough freezers to play a football game inside. And they had all kind of meats and stuff stored away in these big coolers, but we couldn't do any good with them selling catfish. And we were still continuing to grow, and we felt like that there was going to be a shortage of protein in the near future. And this was 7 years ago, and we've been growing ever since, building more ponds. Now there is that shortage of protein and meats of all types, but your fish, you can feed a cow, a steer, or either a chicken, it takes a hog, he will eat up 3 or 4 times the amount that he converts into meat. It takes 4 pounds of feed to make a pound of meat on a hog. Where on a fish, it takes 1 to 1.5 pounds to make a pound of meat. So you feed them the amount of protein, and you get it in return so much higher than you would on any other meat or any other animal. So this is what we kept working toward, that we knew it was going to be a shortage of food. And it's here now. Of course, the price of our fish hadn't gone up much yet, but they will.
You say you travel a lot? Where?
Well, just in different parts. I would have made several trips to Texas and some back up to, as we were traveling on our vacation some, I would check into it, talk to different people about growing fish, and we went to Mexico. Back to, we went to the Virgin Islands last year, and down into the Bahamas year before that.
Was taking a cruise? Or?
Yeah, we took a cruise each summer, year before last, and last year. And year before that, we went to Mexico. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we just traveled around just in short stops, just where we could go maybe a day or so and contact people, talk to them about fish. And I've had people come here from Arkansas and other parts of the country like Alabama and even in Georgia. People have been here talking about fish and going into the fish business. We were some of the first ones to go into it. We had some information that would be pretty valuable to them. Some of them we give information to, and some of them we didn't.